A long, long time ago, I can still remember.
In the middle of 1971, people in the music industry began talking about a song that would become a classic.
Later on this week, you're going to have one of the most talented young singer-songwriters I know come to help raise some money. His name is Don McLean. And he's just written a brand new song that has got me bugged. I can't get it out of my head, even though I can't sing it right. It's a history of rock and roll.
The legendary folk singer Pete Seeger was talking about it.
Now, believe it or not, this is the first time I've ever sung the song. Isn't it crazy to get on the air and do it the first time you ever... Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Now, even if I had my chance, I could make those people dance.
Around that same time came the first known recording of Don McLean singing American Pie. This scratchy archive audio is from the University of Maryland.
Take you back about 10 years ago when Buddy Holly died. He's my idol. He's the only idol I ever had. I'll start off with that. This is a rather long song, so better light up. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
A few months later came the finished product.
Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so.
Don McLean says the famous opening and the chorus came first.
I was writing songs, started singing a long, long time ago, right through till the day the music died. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. On and on, right the day the music died. Just that, the whole thing, right into the tape recorder. And I said, man, what is that? That is so neat. And I realized I'd captured the thing about Buddy and his death that I'd been feeling all those years in that one piece of music. And then I waited about 3 months, and I figured out what I was going to do and just wrote the whole thing in about an hour.
You must be getting an hour?
It didn't take more than an hour. I just sat down and started writing, you know, and I took a few side trips, you know, trying some other things and crossed them out, and then I had it.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Anthony DeCurtis is with Rolling Stone magazine.
I think American Pie really has such a lasting quality because it describes a history that means so much to people. You know, beginning with the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly and, you know, the Big Bopper. And, you know, people are always making such a big fuss about the 60s. And American Pie really gets at a lot of the kind of hopes and dreams and ultimately the kind of disillusion that's associated with that era.
There we were all.
In the song, Buddy Holly's death is memorialized as the day the music died, but McLean plays down the meaning of other lyrics.
Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil.
In the concept of this, I was trying to use an impressionistic lyric style. So if I had wanted to say the king was Elvis, I would have said Elvis. But I didn't. So I wanted it to be an impressionistic, dreamlike experience.
And that mystery, says Anthony DeCurtis, is part of the song's enduring appeal.
You know, the song isn't explicit. You know, the song is written as a kind of riddle. You know, all of these references, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, you know, the jester, all of this stuff. You know, we can kind of figure out who he's talking about, but in creating the meaning out of those lyrics, you know, people are participating in the ongoing writing of American Pie and what it means.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
This will be the day that I die.